Franciscan Health in St. Anthony's has been in Michigan City since November 1904, serving right. patients in that community. And over the years, you know, that hospital's been added on to and has grown. And with the changing demographics in the region, the change in healthcare, generally speaking, in terms of technology and the advancements that have been made, we thought it was time for the region to have a new facility. And that's really what sparked this whole creation.
Now, what was the impetus behind using this opportunity to put this site at I-94 and US 421 into place as the site for the new hospital?
Well, we wanted to stay in LaPorte County, and we wanted to stay pretty much located in between Michigan City, LaPorte, and Porter County, kind of where we are, but have a little bit better access in terms of some of the major thoroughfares through the region. And so the location really met that need perfectly. It's an ideal location right on the corner of 94 and 421, just as you said, and really improves access for the entire region to great health care.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know I want to go into more detail as to what this new facility is going to be looking like for everybody that will take advantage of its services here, but I guess we should probably ask the question, what happens to the old building when the new one is built and put into service? That's always a question because we always know that, as and certainly was the case in Porter County, was the case when Porter Regional Hospital opened, the old Porter Hospital in Valparaiso closed up. What's going to happen with this facility in Michigan City?
Chris, it's a great question, and we've been working diligently for well over a year now with potential partners, and we've had a lot of number of different discussions that have been underway and still in progress, trying to plan for the future of that facility once we move to the new location. The fact of the matter is there's a lot of useful life left in that facility, and we believe it's an asset still that can benefit the community. And so we're looking for partners, and we're talking to potential partners who can continue to provide needed services to the community through that location. And that's about as much as I can tell you right now. We're just actively working on that plan. But I don't have anything concrete I can tell you. We will continue to have a presence there. I will tell you that in terms of providing health care services there as well.
I know that a lot of facilities and other communities take advantage of existing buildings when they open up a new one to be able to make opportunities open up, and particularly in communities like Michigan City where there may be a shortage of health care office space. There's an opportunity to be able to put these office space that you currently have there in the hospital to good use. And you say also, too, I guess there's some services that are going to stay put that we know about, like the inpatient rehab services are going to still be at the old building. Or I guess I should say you've already come up with a way to call it. That's people will be not confused, I hope. Franciscan Health, Michigan City North and South. North being the old building and South being the new building, I guess. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah, North will be the old building closest to the lake, and South is the new facility. And, yeah, as you said, we're going to continue to provide some services. We're going to bring some new services to that facility. For example, we're going to have urgent care there. We're going to bring in what we call a PACE program, which is a lot like a very robust adult medical daycare program for patients that don't need to be in an inpatient facility, that stay at home during the day but just need that medical oversight. So we operate some PACE programs at other markets that Franciscan Alliance has, so we're going to bring PACE into that community. So a number of other programs that we operate, we're going to bring back into that facility once we move, as well as potential partnerships with others.
Now tell us in more detail what the new facility is going to offer, since you're going to have the opportunity to use space in the old facility as well to be able to continue on.
Well, the new facility will be about 130 beds, and that includes 10 beds for observation patients. These are patients who don't need to be admitted as inpatients to a facility, to a hospital necessarily, but the medical professionals, the doctors, want to keep an eye on them. Typically, they have a stay of 23 hours or less. So they're observation patients. They come in through the emergency department, and they'll go into this observation unit that'll be immediately adjacent to the emergency department when they come into the facility. So about 130 beds. Again, general medical acute care. We'll have our OB unit, a full service operating room suite, diagnostic imaging, cardiac imaging, so that we can do our patients can receive the best, highest quality of care from our physicians and our nursing staff. It's going to be a big facility in about 440,000 square feet. and we expect it to be very busy, a lot of activity.
When you have an opportunity to build such a new facility like this, obviously you're taking advantage of the best in technology that you can get to be able to put in this facility. How large are you figuring that the operating rooms are going to be when you talk about putting in some new facilities?
Well, we're going to open with 8 operating rooms, and everything from the minute you walk in the building all the way up into the most critical of areas, such as the operating rooms, will be all new state-of-the-art equipment. So we expect that patients will get high-quality care with state-of-the-art equipment and technology and well-trained professionals through our physicians, our medical staff, and our nursing staff.
Will you have any opportunities to put any improvement or increase space for the pediatric unit in the new hospital?
You know, we see about one to two pediatric patients a day generally through the current facility, and we're going to continue to have space in the new facility for pediatric patients. And we're also looking at opportunities to partner with others in the region who provide great specialized pediatric care. So, you know, expect to hear more about that as time marches on, but we will continue to provide pediatric care in our facility. This hospital is really designed for the patient and the caregiver, the physician and the nurse. We kept them in mind when we designed this facility, so tried to minimize the distance between testing areas and patient spaces, minimize the space, the walking and traveling time between the front entrance to the clinical spaces that patients need most. We have 2 separate entrances, in fact, one for inpatients and one for outpatients, in addition to our emergency department entrance. So we separate the patients based on the type of patients that will be coming into and out of the facility, and that way makes it easier for them, and it helps us provide more streamlined, more efficient care to them as they come in and out and access care in our building.
We're talking with Dean Mazzoni, who is the president and CEO of Franciscan Health, about the new hospital that Franciscan Health, the healthcare group, is building in the Michigan City area. It'll be on 86 acres at I-94 and US 421. And the current hospital that's been around seemingly forever is going to stay there. It's going to be still used by Franciscan Health for other services within the purview of the hospital. Explain for us, if you will, a little bit about the process that you're going through right now in finishing up getting the new building built and the process that you have in getting it ready for complete occupancy next year.
Well, we've been planning to move our patients and move into the new facilities, been underway in earnest. In fact, over a year ago, our team, our leadership team, working with an outside consultant, has been planning for the opening of this new facility. So how we'll move patients safely from our old facility to our new facility once we get into that hospital, some of the work process redesign that needs to take place so that we can be prepared as soon as we turn on the lights and start caring for patients. All of that planning has been going on for well over a year now. We have several exercises planned so that we can practice moving from the old hospital to the new hospital. And again, it's all with safety and our patients and first and foremost, the care for our patients and keeping them safe. All of that's top of mind for us as we get ready to move from the old hospital to the new hospital.
Well, and folks that remember the transition that was made in Valparaiso from one hospital to the new hospital there is very involved and very complex, and it went off without a hitch, and that's what I'm sure you're hoping for the same, moving from one facility to the other there in Michigan City.
Yeah, there's no doubt that patient safety and, of course, our employee safety, all it's really about being safe and doing it in a way that's smart, very well planned and practiced. And as I said, we'll have several dry runs or trial runs and exercises planned in advance of that move so that we can be sure that everybody moves safely and efficiently.
Now, way as things stand right now, as far as the schedule is concerned, and hopefully there are no things that get in the way, when do you hope to have the new hospital open for business to everybody in the Michigan City area?
Well, it's coming along very quickly. In fact, Chris, the construction guys that have been working out there and women, because we do have women out on the site as well working, it's really they've done a great job. It's been a safe work site. They've made great progress. We expect that by November 3rd, we will get temporary occupancy of that building, at which time we'll start going in and training our staff and orienting our physicians and our staff to the new facility. You can imagine what it's like to try and find your way around a building of this size when you've been so comfortable in the other building for so many years. So we have a lot of work to do around orientation and training for everyone that's going to be working in that building. But that'll start in early November. In early December, we plan to have a series of open house events for the community. So we'll invite the community in to see the building, and we'll give tours, and we'll be speaking about different aspects of the building to the community. But we're going to actually open for business January 12th, 2019. That'll be the day we'll actually move our patients from our existing North Campus to our new South Campus. And, of course, that'll be weather permitting. We have an alternate date planned just in the off chance that the weather doesn't cooperate with us on that day.
That's true, because it's January, and you never know what's going to happen with the weather in Northwest Indiana during the month of January, to be sure, I know. We've noted about the fact that this is a sizable site, more than 80 acres for this new site, but not all of it is, I guess, going to be used for the hospital or even for any future use for the hospital. And with this, we want to bring in the Shirley Hines Land Trust, because they are also a partner, I guess, in a way, with what is going to happen with this external part of the building.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. We've been working with Chris Krause and the Shirley Hines Land Trust. Great organization, and we're really proud to be working with them. As you mentioned, this is an 86-acre facility site, but only about 35 of those acres are buildable, 35 to 40. So the rest of the site has been deemed wetland. So working with the Shirley Hines Land Trust, together we're going to ensure that those wetlands stay protected and that the high quality of the woodlands there remain intact. And we're working also to look at the potential, and our plan is to install some walking trails through these wetlands so that patients, visitors, and the greater community can come on site and enjoy these walking trails that we'll have behind the back of the hospital through these wetlands. And we're really excited about this partnership with the Shirley Hines Land Trust.
Now, I know we spent time here talking about the new Michigan City facility that is being built, but Franciscan Health has had some other big projects that are either underway or have been finished up here. And I know here in Lake County in particular, you have a $46 million cancer center that's been set up at the hospital in Munster. Tell us how these other projects are coming along as you're doing the work on the new Michigan City Hospital.
Yeah, thank you for bringing up the work in Munster. We're really excited about our hospital in Munster. You know, it's a great community, and they provide great care there at that facility as well. And we've been fortunate to work with our partners, Tun & Blank, the construction company that manages our projects, oversees the progress. And they keep us on track and on budget. The projects come in on time. And the work in Munster is proceeding right on schedule, and we're really excited about the grand opening for that cancer center as well.